the Cora Colts will have a chance to win an Ontario Federation of School Athletic Associations, OFSAA, title at home. Thanks to a 36-0 win over North Bay's Algonquin Barons on Saturday afternoon at Superior Heights, the Colts captured the Northern Ontario Secondary School Athletics, NOSSA, senior football title. Cora coach Tom Annette credited the Colts' defensive game in the victory. "Our defense played excellent," Annette said. "Algonquin had a really hard time moving the ball. Our guys really executed our game plan well and had a lot of hard hits too. Our defense really shone today." Michael Nicoletta ran for 199 yards on 18 carries and 3 touchdowns for the Colts, who put up 438 yards rushing in the game. The run game included having quarterback Ryan Barnes take reps as a running back as well in the game. "Ryan runs the ball really hard," Annette said. "Him and Nicoletta are a great 1-2 punch. He's a downhill, physical runner. Our two other backs, Ronan Provenzano and Jesse Barella, had some really explosive plays as well. Barella ran the ball 10 times for 78 yards, while Provenzano had 83 yards rushing on 8 carries, and Barnes ran the ball for 59 yards on 11 carries. Nicoletta got the Colts on the scoreboard first with a 13-yard touchdown run with just over 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The major, combined with a convert by Jack Tuckett, made it 7-0 Cora. After a fumble at the Barons' goal line earlier in the quarter negated a scoring opportunity for the Colts, Barnes extended the Cora lead in the latter half of the second quarter. A 1-yard touchdown run with the convert tacked on made it 14-0 Colts with 4:32 to go in the opening half. Algonquin initially avoided falling further behind when a field goal attempt by Tuckett was blocked by the Barons' defense. On the subsequent possession, the Barons proceeded to surrender a safety with 1:12 to go in the half, making it 16-0 Cora. Barnes then set up a late half touchdown by Nicoletta when he hit Nathan Karanen with a 31-yard pass to move the ball deep in Algonquin territory. On the next play, Nicoletta picked up his second major of the game on a 1-yard run. A convert on the play by Tuckett made the score 23-0 Colts heading into the half. "Those were huge," Annette said of the touchdowns late in the opening half. "I don't think we had much trouble moving the ball all game, but we had a couple turnovers, including one right on the goal line where we put no points on the board after good drives. Getting those extra points gave us a bit of a cushion." Midway through the third quarter, Nicoletta picked up his third touchdown of the day, running the ball in from 23 yards out. A convert by Tuckett made it 30-0. In the late stages of the third quarter, Provenzano picked up a 6-yard touchdown run for the Colts to make it 36-0. Defensively in the game for Cora, Provenzano had 3.5 tackles while Lucas Malcolm and Owen Trecarton had 3 tackles each. A team known for its passing game, Barons quarterback Andrew Robillard completed just 5 of 8 pass attempts for 32 yards in the game and threw an interception. Defensively for the Barons, Nick Baldessaro had 12 tackles while James McGill had 6 and Caleb Shank had 5. The city title for Algonquin was the first for the school since 1981. "It was pretty awesome," Algonquin coach Ryan Desbien said of winning the city title. "We've had a few teams come close, but for us, you talk about getting the monkey off your back, this was like getting the gorilla off your back." Desbiens added that, while the junior team has had some success, the senior team has never quite reached that final goal. "To finally do it after so long was pretty historic in terms of North Bay football," Desbiens added. For the Colts, Saturday's victory marks a NOSSA three-peat for the school in senior football, having won the title in 2018 and 2019 before COVID-19 forced the cancellation of the 2020 season. The OFSAA game, which will see the Colts face Thunder Bay's St. Ignatius High School next Saturday at Superior Heights locally, will also be an opportunity for Cora to potentially repeat as Northern Bowl champions and win the school's third consecutive bowl game in the process. Prior to winning the Northern Bowl in 2019, Cora won the National Capital Bowl in 2018.